creepy as it might be to think of robots replicating our voices, we can find examples right in the here and now of non-human entities stealing our speech. I'm talking about birds. Parrots, cockatiels, parakeets, and a few other species with that weird ability to talk. Those dumb imitators mocking us, turning speech meaningless. They speak, and yet they know not what they say. And that's why it's so confusing and weird and uncomfortable when your pet parakeet starts speaking like your grandmother, who you loved and who's dead. How do you deal with it? Well, that's what happened to Claire. Here's her story.
So my grandma lived in an apartment by herself, and she was totally self-sufficient, and we didn't worry about her. But I thought that maybe my grandma was lonely at times, and she loved animals, so we thought we should get her a pet. But, you know, it's hard to have a dog in a small apartment, so I thought that my grandma might be interested in a bird. So one of my friends had a bunch of parakeets, and they were breeding, and they had this huge, like, menagerie of parakeets and parakeet nesting boxes, and she told me if I wanted a parakeet, I could come over and pick one out, and I was like, well, I'm gonna get my grandma a parakeet. I think at first my grandma was confused. She wasn't sure why we gave her a bird, and she wasn't sure she needed a companion. And so we told her, you know, just take her for a couple weeks and see if you like her. And if not, you know, we'll take her back and we could take care of her. And she agreed. And then I think pretty much right away they fell in love.
How do you know they fell in love?
So she would listen to music all the time, and then she would play music, and then she realized that, you know, when she was gone, maybe she should play music for the bird. Kind of just basically taking care of the bird like it was her child.
So the bird came to live with your family.
My grandma passed away in April of 2008, and we weren't going to give Esbert away. That was pretty much out of the question, because it was like such a big part of my grandmother's life. So we didn't quite know what to do, and so we semi-reluctantly welcomed Esbert into our house.
So he's just kind of doing his chirps, and then eventually you hear something that's not at all like his chirping.
Right. So, you know, he'd get into these fits of chirping. And so he was doing that, and then suddenly he just started talking exactly like my grandmother, in my grandmother's voice. And when I say talking, you know, he wasn't saying sentences, but he was just, you know, like, that's good. Okay. And something like that, and other things like Esbert. And, you know, no one had ever heard him speak. We didn't know he spoke. My grandmother, as far as we know, didn't know he spoke. And it was kind of amazing.
What was that like? Had you heard her voice in any other way?
Well, I mean, you know, our house has a long history with my grandmother's voice because she used to call daily, at least daily, often multiple times. And we have one of those old answering machines that talks, you know, that message is out loud. So we'd hear her voice all the time in our house. You know, she always started her messages with, "Hello-y!" I don't know where she got that. And then she would just say something like, you know, "I made some corn fritters and you should come get some." And so her voice was frequently in our house.
And how did your parents feel about that, and especially your mom?
it was really hard for her. You know, I have distinct memories of us all sitting around and reading at night in the living room, and Ezbert would start chirping, and then I think my dad and I would both sort of be secretly hoping that he wouldn't start speaking, and then he would start speaking, and we would kind of look over our books at each other, my dad and I, and then look over at my mom, and pretty soon she'd start tearing up, and it was really painful for her. I think my mom just, it was too soon for her to have this, A, the reminder of this adorable and tender relationship my grandmother had with Ezbert, and B, the very obvious reminder of her mother, my grandmother, via Ezbert's vocalizations and his speaking. And then something changed her mind. I guess they were at a Christmas party, and she started talking with this man who had a lot of experience with birds and raised birds and all kinds of birds. And she said, well, I have this parakeet, and there's kind of have a problem because he speaks exactly like my mother, and it's painful for me. And I sometimes think I don't want him around anymore. And the man said, you know, well, that's wonderful. I think he changed it for her from this constant reminder, constant, you know, bringing back grief, to sort of a living memory. It's funny because I didn't know that story, but I did notice that my mother went from really talking about how she wanted to get rid of Ezbert and sort of being really disturbed by his vocalizations, to enjoying them and enjoying Ezbert and talking to Ezbert. All of us talked to Ezbert, but she stopped feeling sad and feeling almost angry at Ezbert like she did before, and started really enjoying his presence. You know, hearing her, it's a whole different emotion as opposed to looking at a picture. Looking at a picture, you know, kind of makes you sad. It's more of a melancholy experience of remembering her. And hearing Ezbert speak in her voice is more of a joyful way of remembering her, because, he says phrases like, okay, that's good. And it's less me reflecting from life upon my grandmother being dead, and more just me thinking about my grandmother. And there's less of this separation of life and death.
Is there anything else you want to say?
I remember I used to try to get him to do it. So he'd start chirping, and then I would kind of sit next to him and say things like, Ezbert, and say the things that he says in my grandmother's voice. And it never worked. He would usually stop and kind of stare at me. And he has these, like, you know, beady bird eyes that are really intense. And he would just look at me kind of like, what are you doing?
Claire Woodard is a senior at Stanford. Ezbert is a bird named after a character in a J.D. Salinger story.